ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे मा विद्विषावहैः ओम शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. So, what the reality is not, what Brahman is not, by negating, by saying what it is not, now, Brahman is revealed in the previous verse, the 60th verse. So, Ananu Asthulam, Ahrasvam, Adirgham, Ajam, Avyayam, Arupam, Aguna, okay, Sagunam, Avarnam, or Arupa Gunavarnakhyam, Tad Brahma. So all these words negate, say, reveal what Brahman is not. Okay, if Brahman is not any of this, Brahman is not that which is declinable, what is subject to change, is not which has beginning or end, which is not of which is free from any form, no? It is neither small nor big, or not no gross, not subtle, not short, not long, and it is no form, no attribute. It is not anything with the form, not anything with an attribute, not anything with any, you know, perceptible, a color or anything. It's not anything. If Brahman is not anything, not any of these things, that means what is Brahman, isn't it? Therefore, so, having revealed the nature of reality, negating what it is not, in the 61st verse, again, is all for one to ascertain what Brahman is. What you already understood, now through Shravanam you understood something, but still, again, continue it here, what Brahman is, how to ascertain. Now he is giving that, again, there is a Swarup, the nature of the reality again, is revealed in this 61st verse. Yad bhasa bhasyater kadi. Yadbhasa bhasyater kadi bhasyair yattu na bhasyate yena sarvamidam bhati tad brahmetyavadharayet Yad bhasa bhasyater kadi bhasyair yattu na bhasyate yena sarvamidam bhati tad brahmetyavadharayet. May one ascertain that to be the reality, limitless reality. Tat Brahma iti avadharayet. What one should ascertain to be the reality, he says, Yad bhasa bhasyate arkadihi, arkadi. See, bhas means light, effulgence, sakaranta shabda. So, yad bhasa means yasya bhasa, yasya prakashena, you know, by whose light, by whose effulgence, by whose effulgence, by whose light alone, bhasyate is lighted up or is illumined. By whose light is illumined. What is illumined? Arka Adi. Arkaha means sun. Arkaha is one of the names for the sun. S-U-N, sun. There are so many words in Sanskrit for sun. But here Arkaha is one name. Sun. Like Bhaskaraha, Adityaha, Dinakaraha, Dineshaha, Divakaraha. So many words are there. Remember, one of the names of the sun is Bhaskaraha, the maker of the light. Now, Bhaskaraha, Divakaraha, Dineshaha, Adityaha, so many Amshiman, Rubastiman, so many others. But here, Arkaha. So, Arkaha is the self-luminous, self-effulgent source of light and energy we know very well, isn't it? Because we don't need another tube light, another torch light to know whether sun is there or not. We don't need to take any candle light or a torch light to see where is there a sun. Which because the sun is self-luminous. Sun itself is of the nature of effulgence. Sun itself is a light by itself, isn't it? Self-luminous body that is, luminary. But Arka Adi, so Adi Shabda, Adi means etc. So sun is a self-luminous, a luminary, and then which is, it has its own luminosity, it shines by itself, which means it does not depend upon any other light like the fire or any other flame in any form like a candle, anything else. But that Arkaha, Adi Shabda is what? No, that sun is illumined. Arkaha Bhasyate. The all-illumining sun, the self-effulgent, self-luminous sun, isn't it? Itself is the so-called light which illumines, the sun, illuminator of all the opaque things in the world. Isn't it? That sun itself is illumined. Are brought to light. By whose light? Sun shines, isn't it? Yasya bhasa, yasya prakashena, arkaha bhasyate. Sun is illumined. It's a passive verb. Adi Shabda stands for all other self-luminous luminaries. Now you can take a moon, or now you can take even the fire, or stars, or lightning. You can take all the self-luminous bodies, luminaries. Lightning is a luminary, isn't it? Self-luminous. Then you can take fire, stars. They're all luminaries only. So Adi Shabda stands for all other luminaries, self-luminous bodies. So all those so-called lights, different sources of light, lights such as sun, which are the sources of light which do not depend upon any other source of light to come to light, which bring other opaque things to light, even such luminaries are illumined by another light. There is a light which lights up even the sun. There is a light which lights up even all these other sources of light, such as fire, lightning, stars, etc. You know, that light. Therefore, Arkadi Bhasyate Yad Bhasa. And that which is bhasyaihi. Bhasyam means what? Bhasyaihi natu bhasyate. Bhasyaihi yattu na bhasyate. And that which is not illumined by any of these so-called, you know, the illumined, even the luminaries. Bhasyaihi yattu na bhasyate. I'll explain it now. That which is not illumined by anything else, any other source of light. That which is not illumined by any other source of light, And that by which all the sources of light themselves, you know, are illumined. And that by which alone this entire universe is, the entire universe shines. That may one know that to be the reality Brahman. It's a literal meaning of the verse. See, yad yena idam sarvam bhati. Bhati means shines. Idam sarvam, this entire cosmos shines because of which light? That light by because of which alone even the all the luminaries, all illumining luminaries, the luminous bodies such as sun, etc., the sources of light themselves shine. That by which all the sources of light are illumined. And that which cannot be, which is not illumined by any of the sources of light. Okay? That which is not illumined by any of the sources of light. And that which is, that because of which all the sources of light are illumined. And that because of which the entire universe shines, may you know that absolute light be the limitless reality, Brahman. Okay? So what do you want? Now, this is the meaning of the verse. Literal meaning of the verse. Now, I have to explain to you. If I say, reality here is presented as the absolute light. What is the absolute light? When do you use the word absolute light? Only when there is something relative, isn't it? If there is something relative, you have to talk about the absolute. Why do you say relative and absolute? Because there are sources of light which are lights, no, from the standpoint of some objects. But they are not. They are not the so-called sources of light do not serve as lights, the standpoint of the reality. They are not, the sources of light are not capable of illumining the very reality. Therefore, they are only relative lights. They are not relative sources of light. Isn't it? So, relative. Relative means the light is relative light. Because it is capable of illumining some objects. It is not absolute because it is not able to illumine everything else. Everything else means what? It is not capable of illumining the reality. Which means it has limitation. Therefore it is relative. Anything which has limitation is what? Relative only. It has limitation. How do we say now? All the sources of light. For example, this electric light we have here. We have fire, we have lightning, we have stars, and we have moon, we have sun. Suryaha, Chandraha, Tarakam. You know, we have so many different sources of light. You know, of course, to know whether there's lightning or not, you don't need another light. You don't need another torchlight. Is there a moon or not? You don't need a torchlight. Is there a sun or not? You don't need a torchlight. Is a star or not? You know, in the daytime you cannot see the star because of sun. In the night, you know, you don't need a torch to know whether there is a moon, whether there is a star or not. Because any, what do we call source of light? Anything which shines by itself is a source of light. It's a self-luminous. The luminary, isn't it? Also, suppose the flame is here. You don't need another, you know, torchlight to bring it to see whether there is flame or not. That's what we call self-luminous bodies, isn't it? But all these sources of light are illumining what? Any source of light illumines the opaque things. Sunlight illumines the opaque things. So also moonlight also illumines the opaque things. Now, even though it's dim light, still it illumines, it removes certain darkness. And of course, fire also, in keeping with the flame, you know how big the flame is. This thing, in the presence of the fire, there some opaque things are illumined. So all these different sources of light are capable of illumining opaque things. Because no opaque thing has light of its own. That is why we call it opaque. No opaque thing can shine by itself because it has no light of its own. And for the opaque thing, even to have the status of being existent, it has to shine. And to shine, it is dependent on the existence of the light. It is no light, you cannot see my physical body, you cannot see this mic, you cannot see this book, nor can we see all of us each other here if there is no light here. Because all our physical forms are opaque, this mic is opaque, book is opaque, the walls are opaque, though no light here, there is no light. Everything is present here, still everything is as good as non-existent, will be non-existent if they are not seen. They cannot be seen if they do not shine, isn't it? For them to shine, they should reflect light, there must be light. So in the presence of the light, opaque things shine. If the light is absent, opaque things cannot shine. Because opaque things always shine after some other light. Opaque things shine after the light. They're dependent on the light to come to light. They need to be illumined by the light. Therefore, from the standpoint of the opaque thing is dependent on the so-called light to come to light. Okay? Therefore, dependent. Whereas light, this electric light or sunlight or any light is not dependent on the opaque thing to shine. That's why we call self-luminous. So the light is independent of the opaque things in terms of illumination, whereas the opaque things are dependent on the light in terms for being illumined. Is it clear now? Therefore, light is what now? Illumining. Bhasakaha. From the standpoint of the opaque. But now we say, the so-called sources of light also, the self-luminous so-called sources of light also, light only from the standpoint of the opaque, but the light by itself, look at this, the light also, whether it is a sun or moon or star or lightning or fire, all these different sources of light also, do not have the capacity to shine by themselves. From the standpoint of the opaque, they are self-luminous. But if you ask from the standpoint of the light themselves, they are not self-luminous. Why do we say that? Because for them to shine, for the sun to shine, for the moon to shine, for the fire to shine, all those so-called sources of light are dependent on some other light, in the absence of which they also cannot shine. They'll be as good as non-existent. What is that light which lights up the sources of light? Seeing power. Your seeing power is the light. This is the pratyaksham shakti. We can say indriyam. The indriyam means what? The power. Especially seeing power. The seeing power, which is a jnana indriyam, obtaining in your eyes, is what now? Is the light which lights up these sources of light, which are said to be self-luminous from the standpoint of the opaque. They are not self-luminous because self-luminous means what? Even if you don't have the seeing power, still you should be able to see the fire. you should be able to make out that there is fire. You should be able to make out there is sun. If you should be able to make out there is moon, there is lightning, then we can call it self-luminous. No, the self-luminous only from the standpoint of the opaque things. If you are a blind person, blind, even if you are born blind, never saw, experienced the object called light in your life at all, no, you can never understand how the light is, isn't it? Therefore, if you close your eyes, light also what now? Is not self-luminous. Light cannot shine by itself. So light is dependent on your seeing power. Therefore, the seeing power, which is jnana indriyam, is the light. From the standpoint of the opaque, the sources of light, different, no, is sun, moon, etc., serve as the lights. But from the standpoint of your seeing power, even the sources of light become what? Understand? They become dependent, become illumined. The sunlight is illumined by your seeing power. The moon is illumined by your seeing power. Fire is illumined by your seeing power. Lightning is illumined by your seeing power. All these so-called sources of light are dependent on your seeing power. So your seeing power is the light which lights up the, no, this vasakaha, the sources of light. Now we say, the seeing power also, isn't it? Seeing power also is what now? Does, from the standpoint of the fire, from the standpoint of all the forms and colors and light, the seeing power is the light. But the seeing power also is what now? Cannot shine by itself. Which means it is dependent on some other light to shine. Who is the one who knows the seeing power is, seeing power is there, seeing power is not enough? Who is the one who knows this? The seeing power also, who is the one who lights up the very seeing power? What is the light which lights up the seeing power? There's another light. It is very best example of which Swamiji always gives is, when you go to the doctor to check your eye power, what's your power? Because none of you seem to be wearing glasses. If you happen to go to this ophthalmologist, then they would have asked you. How they have so many equipments to check your eyes thoroughly. To check your eye, the power, pressure, etc., they can check with their machines. But to know what your power is, always the person has to ask you, is this okay? Is this okay? Is this okay? You have to say whether you can see or not. By seeing your eyes from outside, I cannot say your eyes can see or not. You know whether your eyes can see or not. I cannot say whether your eyes can see or not. I can see your eyes, but I cannot say whether eyes can see or not. Which means your seeing power, I cannot see. Your seeing power cannot be illumined by the light outside. It's very interesting, isn't it? When you go to the doctor, they really keep closely the thing, and then you ask you to put like this, and they check your eyes also. But how do you see? They can say, they can check your pressure, eye pressure and all that, they can check. They show like this and expand and see. They let them do whatever they want to, expand and x-rays and the night pressure, everything. But seeing for one thing, they completely, doctors dependent on your, what you say. Which means, your seeing power is known only to you. Isn't it? Then in deep sleep state, what happens? In deep sleep state, do you see the world? Do you see the light outside? Do you see the opaque object shining in the light? The light may be there. Opaque objects may be there. But do you see the light? Do you see opaque things in the night? you don't see. Why? Because the seeing power is non-functional. The seeing power is non-functional. It is not in the eyes. What happens to seeing power in the deep sleep state? Seeing power is not available here. It resolves. The seeing power remains resolves. Not only seeing power, all the sense powers remain resolved in deep sleep state. When they remain resolved, then there's no perception, there's no light. The light may be there. Not because you're keeping your eyelids. Even if you keep your eyelids in waking state, still you can know there's light. But in deep sleep state, you know, not because you're keeping your eyes closed, the seeing power is not available, is not non-functional. It is resolved. When the seeing power is not there, the light cannot shine by itself. Light doesn't shine. There's no light for you. Light is, but there's no light for you. Why? Because light is purely dependent on your seeing power to shine. There's no sun, there's no moon, there's no star, there's no lightning, there's no fire for you in deep sleep state. Why? Because your seeing power is resolved. And why? That means the seeing power is resolved. And on waking up, you can say you could not see anything the previous night because your seeing power was resolved. And next day you are able to say that you are able to see, which means what is that? Who is that who knows the seeing power being there, seeing power being not there? Who is the one who is aware of the seeing power? What is that? We say, when the mind is functional, seeing power also is available. The mind is non-functional, seeing power also is non-functional. The mind is resolved in deep sleep state. And if the mind is non-functional, seeing power also is non-functional. The mind is functional, seeing power is functional. In deep sleep state, mind is non-functional, therefore all the sense powers are non-functional. In waking, mind is functional, the seeing power is also functional. Then you perceive. Which means the seeing power is dependent on what now? The seeing power is the light which lights up the external sources of light, is dependent on other light called mind. Okay? So mind is the light which lights up the seeing power, hearing power. So each sense power can be taken as what? One light. Not only the so-called seeing power, the hearing power is the light which brings to light the object called sound. That which brings a given object to light also is a light. So your hearing power is the light which brings this object called sound to light. Your power of smelling is the light which brings an object called flavor or fragrance or smell to light. And your power of taste in the tongue brings to light the given taste, sweetness or bitterness to light. Therefore, your every power of each sense organ is a light only. Light means what? See the definition of that which brings a given object to light is the light. Therefore, your hearing power is a light. Your power of smelling, obtaining your nose, nostrils is a light. Your power of taste is a light. Your power of touch, which tells you is cold or, you know, the chillness or warmth. Who, you know, what brings to light what? Who brings that object to touch to light? Your power of touch in the skin, isn't it? Therefore, each sense power also is a light from the standpoint of its corresponding object. From the standpoint of the touch, the power of touch in the skin is the light. the standpoint of sound, the power of hearing is the light. The standpoint of the form and color are the light. The light and the forms and colors, is seeing power is the light. In the standpoint of the smell, a fragrance or stink, a power of smelling is the light. Understand? Light is that which brings to light a given object. And all these sense powers are five different lights, illumining the five different objects, which form the entire cosmos. The whole universe can be reduced to five different objects: form, shape, color, light, sound, taste, touch. That's all. There's another sixth object in the universe. All that you know fall within the realm of five objects only, and known through five different senses. Therefore, these are the five sense organs, or the five different lights, illumining its corresponding objects. And what is the light which lights up these five senses? Mind. Mind is that one light which lights up all the five lights. Why? Because the mind is non-functional, all the five lights become turned off. All the five lights become turned, the so-called five lights of sense powers are turned off, then the entire external world becomes dark. That is what happens in deep sleep state. The world is, where does it go? The world is very much there. The world is non-existent for you. Why? Because no object shines. Sound does not shine, the form does not shine, color does not shine, light does not shine, no taste does not shine, touch does not shine. No object shines for you because there's no light which lights up those objects. Why? Because all the corresponding lights of different objects are all turned off, which means they're all resolved. Why? Because the light which lights up these five lights, that light itself is what turned off. Which means the mind is the light which lights up the sense powers. The mind itself is what? Non-functional, it's resolved. When the mind is functional, all these sense powers are bright and functional. The mind is resolved, non-functional, all these powers also become non-functional. Therefore, mind is the light which lights up the sense powers. Is it clear now? Now we ask, what is that? Does the mind, shine by itself? Can the mind shine by itself? No. Mind is like the moon on full moon day. Like what we know very well, on full moon day, at least in England, in India definitely, because here we find very difficult to find a full moon. But I think we will see this month, you can see. This one month you can definitely see. It's full moon. Please see the full moon. On full moon day, and then definitely even the night time, now we can see everything clearly, at least even the dim light. Which means we know for sure, moon does not have light of its own. But moon illumines the world in the night on full moon days. Why? Because how? Moon does not have light of its own, but still moon has the name illuminator. Because we know very well the moon borrows the sun's light reflected on the moon becomes what now? Moonlight. So the moon, even the moon does not have light of its own. The reflection of the light of the sun, it illumines the world in the night time. Which means moon also, even the moon is the illuminator, it borrows its light from the sun, isn't it? Similarly, mind is the illuminator of the senses, and through by illumining the sense powers, and mind illumines what on the whole external world in the waking state. But still, the mind also does not have light of its own. What is that really which brings the mind, which brings mind to light, which makes the mind shine? That is what say you. You are the light. I. Every time when you say I, you cannot talk about one action you do. You cannot talk about one experience you do, you have, without expressing or involving I there. Without the I am, can you talk about any of your experience? Can't talk about any of the action you do. Not possible. I wake up, I walk, I sit, I go. If you don't say I, going, by, implies what? I am going. You can't talk, no? Who's talking here? That which means, in every experience you have, in every action you do, what is there, actions change, experiences change. What is one thing that is there is I am. Isn't it? Therefore, whether when the mind is functional, when the mind is non-functional, in all the states of mind also, what is that one thing which is always there is this I. In fact, therefore, I am, you are the light, I is the light, which lights up even the mind. Because the mind is what now? Evident. Non-functional mind is evident, functional mind is also evident. The waking state is of the mind is evident, dream state of the mind is evident, deep sleep state of the mind also is evident. Even though you cannot talk about it immediately, evident. What is the evidence? Who is the evidence for the mind being non-functional in deep sleep state? What is the evidence for the mind, being the dream? What is the evidence for the dream experience being there? What is the evidence for the waking state of the mind? What is the evidence? The waking state of the mind, waking state experience is the mind. Dream experience is the mind. Deep sleep state experience is the mind. The three different states of mind, three different states of experience are evident. Isn't it? Every experience is evident. And what is the evidence? Who, to whom is this three states, are evident? Waking state is evident, dream state is evident, deep sleep state is evident. Evident means, there must be evidence, no? What is the evidence? And you are the evidence. That's why you can wake up and say, I slept well, I see now, I dreamt. Who is the evidence other than you? And who is this I? The evidence. That which is there as the evidence is different from the evident mind. Therefore, you are the light, which, as I know, light which lights up all those three states of the mind, the functional, non-functional mind, in whose presence alone mind shines. Without you, the mind cannot be by itself. No, I was not there, my mind was there, If that is possible, you all would have gone elsewhere, sent only your minds to the class. You send your minds to the class and you will be dead there. It is not possible, isn't it? Therefore, we say, you are what now? You are the light in whose presence alone mind shines. Because of which alone the sense powers shine. Because of which alone the whole world shines. Understand now? The whole world, the whole universe, in five different forms, as five different objects, shine because of the five different lights called sense organs. And these five different sense organs which light up this external world, they shine because of the functional mind, backing of the functional mind. And this, so the mind is the light which lights up the sense powers, but this mind itself is what? Illumined by the light called I. Understand now? And what is that I? That I is pure consciousness. So here, that I is what? There's no I other than consciousness. It is, for consciousness is the light. See, consciousness is not the light actually. Understand? The light, what is light? That which brings something to light is the light, isn't it? Therefore, the light which brings to light the mind is consciousness. Understand? The mind, light is, mind is not the light, but the light which brings the sense powers to light is the mind. Simply the sense organs are not the light, but the light which brings all the external world to light is the sense, isn't it? Which the five different lights which bring to light the corresponding objects which constitute the external world are nothing but the sense organs. Understand what I'm saying? Therefore, light which lights up the mind is consciousness. Consciousness is not the light, but the light which brings the mind to light, which illumines the mind, which lends existence to the mind through illumination, is what? Consciousness. Is it clear now? That consciousness, pure consciousness, is not illumined by any other light. Is there any other light which illumines, which brings consciousness to light? No. Therefore, there is no light which can bring consciousness to light. Is it clear? Therefore, consciousness which illumines, and to illumine the mind, to bring the mind to light, to lend existence to light, to make the mind shine, what effort does consciousness do? Does it make? No effort. Which means, by its mere presence, just as this light, by its mere presence, without any effort, it illumines the opaque. Therefore, illumining is not an action on the part of this light in terms of illumining this opaque mic. It's in very nature. Similarly, illumining is, in fact, what? Being aware, being conscious is the nature of the reality. That is why reality is known by the term consciousness. Being aware, being conscious is what? Awareness, consciousness, which is the reality and its very nature. Isn't it? Therefore, there is no other light. The light which illumines the mind is consciousness. Therefore, this mind is like the moon, like how the moon borrows sunlight and illumines the world in the night time. Similarly, the mind does not have knowledge, consciousness of its own, sentiency of its own. Mind does not have light of its own, but it is what now? It borrows light from consciousness, and thereby it becomes the illuminator of the senses, and through which it illumines the entire world. Is it clear now? Therefore, consciousness, the mind which is even though it's illuminator of the external world, the mind by itself is what? Illumined by the consciousness. There's no light which can illumine consciousness. When we say consciousness is the self-effulgent reality, because self-effulgence is the nature of the reality. Therefore, we say self-effulgent. It's not dependent on anything else. There's no other reality other than consciousness to illumine consciousness also. Therefore, we say consciousness is the absolute light which illumines all the minds, and through all the minds, which illumines it illumines all the sense powers, and by illumining all the sense powers, which illumines the entire cosmos, isn't it? That light is what absolute light is, consciousness. Therefore, mind is light relatively. From the standpoint of senses. Senses are lights relatively from the standpoint of given objects. Only from the standpoint of sound, hearing power is the light. Only from the standpoint of light form color, is seeing power is the light. Only from the standpoint of flavor, fragrance, stink, smell, power of smelling is the light. So relatively. And what about these so-called sources of light? Only from the standpoint of opaque things, they're all lights. Sun is a light, moon is a light, isn't it? Fire is a light. From the standpoint of opaque, they are the lights. So relative. Therefore, anything which is said to be the light is only a relatively. The absolute light, because of which alone all the sources of light shine, all the sources of light remain as the sources of light, and that light which is not illumined by any so-called sources of light. That light is what? And that light, because of which alone this entire cosmos shines, may you know that light to be Brahman. Is it clear? Therefore, it's very clear, isn't it? And we have seen this meaning in Nana Chidra Ghato Darasthita Mahadeepa Prabhabhaswaram. Nana Chidra Ghata Udarasthita Mahadeepa Prabhabhaswaram. Dakshinamurti Stotram, we have the same meaning is revealed there. And we have Natatra Suryo Bhatina Chandra Tarakam Nema Vidyuto Bhantikuto Yamagnihi Tameva Bhantam Anubhati Sarvam Tasya Bhasa Sarvamidam Vibhati. Same meaning for this mantra also. You have seen already. This entire universe shines because of which light? What is that light which makes this entire universe shine? What is that light? It is the light of consciousness. So consciousness is not the light, but the light because of which the jagat shines is consciousness. For something to shine, there must be light. Understand? For the opaque to shine, there must be sunlight or moonlight or electric light. For this light to shine, there must be light called seeing power. For the sound to shine, there must be light called hearing power. For all the sense powers to shine, there must be light called mind. For the mind to shine, there must be light called I, the consciousness, Atma, the consciousness. for the consciousness to shine, no other light is required. Understand? Therefore, that which does not depend upon any other light to shine, and that because of which all the sources of light shine, that because of which the entire universe shines, that light is what? Absolute light. The absolute light is consciousness. I mean, know that consciousness, the absolute light, to be the limitless reality which lends existence to the entire universe. Is it clear? Okay, we'll go to the next verse. So, here I'll tell you every word here. Yad bhasa, yasya bhasa, bhasa tritya ekavachanam, bhasyate is lit, is lighted up, is illumined. Arkaha, sun, arkadi, sun, etc. All the sources of light, such as fire, moon, sun, etc. Then bhasyam means that which is illumined. So bhasyehi means, bhasyehi means by all the illumined. The illumined. Bhasyam means illumined. Na bhasyate. That which is not illumined by the illumined, that because by whose light all the sources of light are illumined, and that which is not illumined by the illumined, and that because of which the entire universe shines, and that absolute light is what? Consciousness, the limitless reality. May you know that consciousness to be the absolute light. Okay? Tad Brahma iti avadharayet. Okay. I think I made it very clear. Have I? Okay. Because the problem is, because we always use this term light, absolute light, people think when the meditation, they say, come, light comes. That is why I am saying consciousness is not the light. In meditation, if you happen to see any light or color light or plain light, it is not Brahman. That is what you should know. Because of this verse, somehow people unthink. They see consciousness is likened to a light. We define the word light. What is light? Therefore, how consciousness also, isn't it? The light gets the name light. But consciousness is not the light. Isn't it? But the light is consciousness. Which means in meditation, you can't afford to see any light as Brahman. That's what I want to say. Very important lesson here. Isn't it? Because people come and tell me, lots of people used to tell us, because many people talk about experiencing light in their meditation. And then because Rastam talks about Brahman as light, and they think, okay, which means that I've seen some light, this Brahman. Is it clear what I'm saying? Okay. Swayamantar bahir vyapya.
Svayamantar bahiryapya
bhasayannakhilam jagat.
Bhasayannakhilam jagat.
Brahma prakashate vannihi.
Brahma prakashate vannihi.
Prataptayasa pindavat.
Prataptayasa pindavat.
Swayamantar bahir vyapya.
Swayamantar
bahir vyapya basayannakhilam jagat.
Basayannakhilam jagat.
Brahma prakashate vannihi.
Brahma prakashate vannihi.
Prataptayasa pindavat.
Prataptayasa pindavat.
here what happens. When we say sun illumines or moon illumines, how does the sun illumine the opaque universe? Sun illumines only the objects which fall within the realm of their rays. That is why, you know, the whole the world is not simultaneously shining. Whichever part of the world is exposed to sunlight, that is shining, isn't it? That's why even in India it is dark, it becomes night, and in America it's day, and America now we all here in England, we have the evening time, and now Australians are getting up. Which means this is because the sun can illumine only those objects which come in contact with its rays of light. Which means there's a time. Whereas this Brahman, the consciousness, how does it illumine the world? How does it illumine all the elements? How does it illumine all the elements? The time and space, all the objects which exist in the realm of time and space, all the entire universe, how does it illumine? Which time? When? There is no fraction of time, second, where consciousness is not, you know, in the universe. Any of the objects. There is no object, there is no element, nothing in this universe is not pervaded by consciousness. No space where it is not there. Which means always, everywhere, all the objects in the world, everything here, small or big, subtle or gross, perceptible or imperceptible, everything here is completely penetrated, permeated and pervaded by consciousness. Therefore, pervading everything, you know, consciousness illumines the objects. You know, that is said here beautifully here. Swayam antaha bahihi vyapya. Vyapya means pervading, having pervaded inside and outside, in and through. Antaha, inside. Bahihi, outside. In and through. Pervading everything here. Swayam antaha bahihi vyapya, where in this entire universe, in everything, akhilam jagat bhasayan, illumining this entire universe, see, pervading everything in this universe in and through, illumining this entire universe, reality Brahman, the limitless reality shines. How does Brahman shine by itself? Brahman shines by itself. How? You know, illumining this universe, Brahman also shines by itself. Beautiful example you are going to see here. Brahman shines by itself, you know, illumining the entire universe. And pervading the entire universe, everything in this universe, where in and through, antaha bahihi, you know, antaha bahihi means in and through, everything here, pervading everything, you know, illumining the entire universe, Brahman shines. Like water shines. How? Pervading the entire ocean, all the waves, in and through, lending existence to the ocean, isn't it? Water also is there, being there, water also is there. Water is, how water is, lending existence to the entire ocean, all the waves, pervading the end, all the way, in and through all the ways. Water also has existence, isn't it? As water exists, how? As the very existence of the ocean, the very existence of the waves, in the form of the waves and ocean. Similarly here, consciousness shines how? Consciousness shines, lending existence to the universe, pervading this entire universe, lending existence to the universe. You know, consciousness alone shines in the form of the existence of the universe. How does consciousness shine in the universe? Because anything shines means we should be able to experience it, isn't it? Only then you can say it shines. If you don't experience, what will you say? Something shines means it must be experienceable for you, isn't it? Something, oh, I cannot experience, means somehow or other you experience, isn't it? You cannot say it is there. And we say, you are experiencing Brahman always. Brahman is available for experience. How? How Brahman is available for experience? Is Brahman shining then? So I say, oh, the mic shines here, therefore I am experiencing the mic. Light shines here, therefore I am experiencing the light. But we say, your Brahman shines. Brahman must be available for experience then. Yes, Brahman shines. Yes, you are experiencing Brahman. How? In the form of the universe. Brahman alone shines in the form of the universe. How? By lending existence to the universe. As the very existence of the universe. And this Brahman, every object in and through pervading every object here, pervading this entire universe, lending existence to this universe, in the form of the universe, in the form of the existence of the universe, consciousness shines. The reality Brahman, the consciousness, shines in the form of existence of the universe. In the form of the universe. How pervading everything in and through. Understand? Because it pervades everything, because it is the very reality. Like water pervades the wave, means it is the very reality of the wave. It pervades everything here. That is why you cannot see any object, whether it is a gross or subtle, any object, form, color, shape, light, sound, smell, touch, taste, any object, when you say sweetness is the object. Sweet is the object. Butter biscuit is the object. Then ease is what? Existence. Sound is the object. Okay? Ease is what? Existence. Form is, light is, color is. Color forms, light, objects. Ease in every object is existence. Easeness. Smell is, fragrance is, taste is. I tell you, anything, universe is. When you say universe, the two words there, universe is. Isn't it? Universe is. There, universe is one word. You know the meaning of it. Universe means all the five elemental model. What is the meaning of the word is? That ease means easeness. Easeness means existence. That existence of the universe is what? Consciousness. Like existence of the ocean is H2O. Existence of the universe is consciousness. Why do we say here? Consciousness alone lends existence to the universe. Like how the light lends existence to the opaque through illumination. Consciousness lends existence to the elemental universe, the material product is universe. How? Through knowing. And knowing also is not an action. Just through knowing, it lends existence. Knowing means what? Just by being, okay? By its mere presence, through knowing, consciousness lends existence to this inert elemental model universe. Is it clear now? Therefore, when anything is means, when can you say my keys? You cannot say my keys in darkness. My keys not for you in darkness. Why? It does not shine in darkness. In the presence of light, my key shines, then only you can say my keys. Therefore, even though my keys, my key exists in the absence of light, but still my key is non-existent for you because it doesn't shine. Similarly, the universe unknown is as good as non-existent. The known alone has existence. Isn't it? The known universe has existence. For the universe to be known, there must be what? It must shine. If it doesn't shine, it cannot. For it to shine, it has to be illumined. To be illumined, it must be perceived. To be perceived, depend on the senses. And senses again depend on the mind to be functional. The mind is dependent on the consciousness to be functional. Therefore, what happened now? The whole universe. Is it clear now? Just as light and illumines the object means in and through pervade the opaque and brings the opaque to light. Similarly, consciousness pervading in and through everything. It shines in the form of the universe, shines as the very existence of the universe. Okay? So how are you experiencing Brahman consciousness or not? Yes, you are experiencing consciousness not as consciousness but as existence of the universe. What is experienced now? Existence. What is existence? Not pure existence. Not just existence alone you are experiencing. You are experiencing existence in the form of the existence of the universe. You are experiencing existence of the universe. That existence of the universe is nothing but consciousness. Understand? If you want to say, I want to experience only the existence, not the universe, then we can say, existence without the universe, you want to experience, it is available for recognition only in your own mind, as very you, as pure consciousness. Is it clear now? Therefore, pure existence is experienced as the existence of the universe. And come and tell me, which object is without the existence? Everything is what? No. Existence, no? When you're saying I'm experiencing might means you're experiencing what? Existence of the mic, existence of light, existence of flower bunch, existence of things, isn't it? Existence, existence, existence. That existence is what? Consciousness. Therefore, antaha bahihi vyapya, in and through pervading everything, as the very existence of everything, Understand? And illumining this entire universe, Brahman shines along with the universe. The consciousness, the pure consciousness, shines along with the universe, illumining the universe, pervading in and through, in the form of the existence of the universe. In what form does the water shine in the ocean? In what form? What is the form of the H2O in the ocean? H2O shines in the very ocean, in the form of the ocean, as the ocean. In what form? In the form of existence of the ocean. Do you understand? Similarly, Brahman also is shining in the existence of the ocean. Oh, universe. Sorry. Is it clear? It's good. Hope you got it. Okay. Now, he gives example here. Brahma prakashate swayam by itself antaha bahihi vyapya. There's nobody else comes and tells Brahman to go and pervade everything, isn't it? By itself pervading. Like how water pervades the ocean and waves by itself. Light pervades any opaque object by itself. Consciousness pervades everything here by itself. Swayam. But means swayam implies what? Secondlessly, non-dually. Isn't it? As just by itself, the dust by itself, self-existently, antaha bahihi vyapya, pervading everything in and through, illumining this entire universe. Brahman, the limitless reality, the consciousness, Brahman prakashate shines. Like what? Pratapta ayasa pindavat. Pratapta ayasa pindavat vannihi. Vannihi means fire. The fire, imagine, when the fire, suppose there is an iron ball. Ayasa means ayaf pindaha, or ayasa pindaha means iron ball. This example comes in Drukthrishivek also, I told you already. But there is a different context. But here it is a different context. This iron ball is cold. That too in London, if we keep it, becomes much colder. Isn't it? Cold climate. Everything becomes chill here. Everything chill. When there is no heating, means everything chill here, isn't it? So, ayasa pinda, iron ball is cold. And it is dark black in color. Because iron ball. Iron, isn't it? Ayasa pinda. And this ayasa pinda, the iron ball, pratapta. Tapta means well heated. Heated. Pratapta means well heated. You know, heat the iron ball. Like a melted iron ball, isn't it? The iron ball heated well becomes what? Hot and brilliant. Blazing ball, iron ball. And that iron ball by itself cannot burn your finger if you touch. By itself cannot shine also in darkness. But this well-heated iron ball, because of its inseparable association with the fire, and because of the pervasiveness and the inseparability of the fire with the iron ball, what happens? Iron ball also becomes hot and brilliant. And even in darkness, iron ball shines. Why? It is no more ordinary iron ball. Tapta ayasa pinda. Pratapta ayasa pinda. It is a well-heated iron ball. In which it becomes a fireball. And there you know very well, if fire itself is not in the nice, fire has no ball form. Isn't it? You can't say now fire, the round form, ball form, does not belong to the fire. Isn't it? Belongs to what? The ball. This metal only, the iron only. The ball form belongs to the this particular object only. Then, but heat belongs to whom? Brilliance belongs to whom? Therefore, definitely this is not what? No. Fire is not this ball. But the heat and brilliance, you know, in this iron ball belong to what? Fire. But can you separate that heat and iron ball now? The heat iron ball. Physically you cannot separate. But cognitively you can separate and understand, isn't it? The fire shines. How does it shine? Pervading in and through, penetrating the entire iron ball. Pervading the entire iron ball. Inseparably mixed with the iron ball. Pervading the entire iron ball in and through. Making the iron ball hot and brilliant. Makes the iron ball shine. And the same fire also inseparably shines in the form of the very iron ball. This example is very beautiful, isn't it? Do you see it? You don't see fire there and iron ball here. Where do you see the fire? In the very iron ball. Where do you see the iron ball? In the fire only. You can't say, I see the fire. I see the fire in the iron ball. I see the iron ball in fire. Isn't it? In fact, you are seeing the iron ball in fire. Why? If fire has not borrowed the brilliance and heat from the iron ball, the iron ball has borrowed heat and brilliance from the fire. Who has borrowed, isn't it? And who is pervading here? Does the iron ball pervade the fire, or the fire pervades the iron ball? Fire pervades the iron ball. And who makes the iron ball, who makes whom shine? Who makes, does the iron ball make the fire shine, or does the fire make the iron ball shine? Fire makes the iron ball shine. Fire pervades the iron ball. And when fire pervading the iron ball, does two jobs, pervades the iron ball and make the iron ball shine. Is it? Makes the iron ball shine. When makes the iron ball shine, pervading the iron ball, does the fire shine or not? Tell me. Fire shines. How? By itself. Swayam prakashate. Fire shines, pervades the iron ball, makes the iron ball also shine. Beautiful example. Don't you think so? Similarly, what does consciousness do? Consciousness, the limitless reality, alone shines. How? Pervading the entire cosmos, making the entire cosmos shine inseparably from the cosmos. No. Like fire is not there, iron ball is not here when they shine. Isn't it? In the form of the very iron ball, fire shines. So in the form of the very universe, consciousness alone shines. Very beautiful. Where does the consciousness shine? Where it does not shine. That may be the question. Where it does not shine. When does consciousness shine? When it does not shine. Always. Everywhere. In everything. As everything. Pervading everything. In the form of everything. In the existence of everything. Brahman, the consciousness, shines. So what you're experiencing. When you're experiencing the universe, you are experiencing what? Brahman alone. But as what? Not as consciousness, but as the existence. Okay? Just as fire has lent its nature of heat and brilliance to the iron ball, consciousness has lent its existence to what? The universe. Through through illumination. So vannihi pratapta ayasa pindavate brahma prakashate. Brahman shines like the fire which shines in the form of the well-heated iron ball. Like, you had to explain the whole thing, okay? Brahman shines like fireball means what? Brahman shines like, shines in the world, in the form of the world, inseparably from the world, and the very existence of the world, Brahman shines like the fire shines in the form of the heated iron ball. Nice verse, beautiful, isn't it? So we're all disappeared in that Brahman now. I, you, he, she, it, that, all of us are dissolved now in the Brahman. Resolved now in the Brahman. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.